It's time. It is that time. Time for Styles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Styles and Chris Watkins.
Yes, yes, yes. Or should I say no, no, no? Because
definitely
there's
not.
No beam. Styles and Watkins, 10 a.m., 2 p.m. Oh, my goodness. I just got to warn everybody right now. Chris and I are not on the same page right now.
No.
First time, sixth official show. First argument. It's not going to be pretty, but we're going to get through it.
Oh,
we
man.
Got Kings talk. We got Kings Warriors talk. We got our guy Brendan Nunes at 11:30. We have Kevin Dana, G League, Santa Cruz Warriors, and Warriors Roundtable host at 12:45. And yeah, we got to do it. We got to do it. 12:15. This might be the most polarizing beaming or dreaming yet. Beaming or dreaming 12:15. Be a part of it. Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
Not so hot. I mean, come on. After that's the way that the Kings go down yesterday, I can't come in here, you know, jumping off the wall or nothing like that. It's a good day to talk Kings. Of course, it was a really exciting game, and I think there are a lot of positives to take out of yesterday, and that's the mood I'm going to try and keep. You know, again, I'm known around here as a wet blanket. I'm going to try and keep it positive today, and I'm going to let you take the reins on trying to, you know, rain on this parade that you know, we're just
rain on the parade.
Yeah, that's the vibe that you've been giving me this morning.
Because look,
we're doing this now.
Look, like I said, 12 o'clock, we were revisiting the keys from the game, okay?
Yep.
12 o'clock, we were revisiting the keys. Spoiler alert, they hit most of the keys.
Yeah.
They hit most of the keys. You said, Chris,
yeah,
beautifully,
I did.
Keep Seth Curry under 30 points.
Yep.
How many points did Seth Curry have?
21.
21. Can you do something for me?
Please.
Steph didn't.
No.
Klay Thompson couldn't hit the backside of a barn until the end of the game.
Why you got to remind me of that?
Because we're going to talk about, and I know you're going to get into it, moral victories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the question today I ask everyone, and the phone lines are open all day.
Mm-hmm.
They're open all day, 916-339-1140. The question is, was it a moral victory or missed opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the question. Because you got everything you wanted. The Warriors, I felt like they had about 50 turnovers. I mean, it looked like JV basketball
mm-hmm.
at some points. One ball went through GP2's legs.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad.
It was terrible.
It was bad
ball. They were throwing the game.
They were selling.
Yeah, they were.
They were selling,
they really
and the
were.
Kings refused to buy.
Yep.
But like you said, I don't want to be completely negative because I'm still trying to ingratiate myself.
Please.
Here
Please.
In Sactown.
Please.
I'm here in Natomas now, the NATO, as apparently we call it. So let's hear from Mike Brown about the positives. And really, the biggest thing to take away was that the team defense was pretty good.
We played a little bit more physical tonight. I think we're getting better in that area. Offensively, obviously, we didn't shoot the ball well. But when you don't shoot the ball well, if you defend, you'll at least give yourself a chance. And I thought our guys tried to do that, which in turn gave us a chance down the stretch.
Mm. They had a chance.
They did. They definitely did. I mean, and that's all you we're going to get into it. But to me, like, that's really all you can ask for is to have
yeah.
a chance when you don't have your best player out there. Like,
mm-hmm.
De'Aaron is a guy who was averaging 35 points per game. You had to know that the Kings weren't going to be able to win this game how they've been trying to win every other game. They were going to have to try something a little different. They played at a slower pace. They definitely didn't do themselves a lot of favors with the amount of missed shots they had yesterday.
Yeah.
But they made up for it on the defensive end.
Yeah.
I really thought if they didn't bring the level of attention to detail on the defensive end that they brought yesterday, that's a complete blowout. Like, there's no
yeah.
they don't stand a chance in a game against a really elite team or a team that's had success. I don't want to put the Warriors in elite yet, okay?
Right.
A team that's had some early success, you're not going to beat a team like that unless...
They're elite against the Kings.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying.
2-0. I can't deny it. I don't have any comeback.
I don't want to be this person. This is what the Kings made me.
This is just the beginning.
I just think, Steph, enough. No, yeah.
Yeah.
We had enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had enough. Here's my question. Mm-hmm. So seriously now. Keegan Murray and the great job he did on Steph defensively.
Yeah.
When you see his struggles offensively,
yes.
That's why with 10 points, right? There's a direct link. And that's why I don't think people appreciate the heyday of being a quote-unquote elite two-way player and how tough it is, right? Yeah. Whether that was Klay Thompson back in the day
or
Kawhi back in the day,
right.
You can make the argument it's really hard to be both for a long period of time.
It's almost impossible.
Klay got... It got stopped because of injury, and Kawhi got stopped because of injury. Mm-hmm. So when you look at Keegan Murray, yeah, did he help on Steph? Sure. But maybe, and I hate to do it because there was no De'Aaron.
Yep.
So maybe if Keegan is able to play this type of defense on Steph and you have De'Aaron, yes, they obviously win that game. But the
right.
problem is De'Aaron wasn't out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an L. And it's not just an L, it's an L to the Warriors. I got some
the
sound
second L.
that Kings are not going to like.
Yeah.
Kings fans are not going to like. The Beam regime is not going to like very
Stop
much,
it.
But it has to be done. Malik Monk also alludes to it as well. We're going to get to it a little bit later. But I think it's a good point because he did play good defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you look, you see 10 points from Keegan Murray. That's not going to cut it, but
no,
it was
not.
Great defensively.
Yeah.
Kevin Huerter, I already see on the YouTube chat somebody talking about Kevin Huerter. I don't is that an L? L Podicus? I don't know if that's an L or an I. Huerter with 9 rebounds. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What do you want me to do with that?
I thought they were good rebounds. I mean, I really thought that Kevin, you know, when you're not making shots, you got to find other ways to impact the game. And I actually thought he did have some big rebounds, like down the stretch.
I don't
last
doubt
minute,
that.
He got a really big rebound over Kevon Looney.
But I don't doubt that. But we're talking about going to the next level.
Yeah.
You got to do both.
Yeah.
You know, like Drake says, combination.
Sure.
You got to have both.
Kyle shaking the accent was crazy.
Combination.
That is.
Well,
see,
now I have to find the clip so they can compare that.
No.
You need both.
Yeah.
You need both. I get what you're saying, right? If you're not doing something here, you got that you're still making an impact on the game. I'm not saying he's not.
For sure.
I'm saying it clearly wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Right? And they sold out doing the scrappy things. So it's almost so the question is if are you going to be able to win those gritty games when you do step up in other areas, but because you're stepping up in other areas, now you don't have the legs to make shots, which is it?
I mean, my thing is, like, they played well enough to win the game. And this is, like, where my moral victory argument will begin. But, like, my thing is they played well enough to win the game. They just sometimes things don't go your way. And Klay Thompson hits a really tough contested shot from, you know, like from the top of the key. It's like a 20-footer, 17-footer. It's a tough shot, and he made it. Like, to me, the Kings played well enough to win the game. They were one shot away from winning. I just don't really feel like, you know, like, I don't really think anyone played bad enough to lose them. Like, yes, Kevin Huerter didn't make his shots. Keegan Murray didn't make his shots. That's sometimes that's just how it goes. Like, I don't think that this
but
is...
But it keeps going like that against the Warriors.
I mean, you don't have to play the Warriors. Like, they have played the Warriors a lot in this condensed stretch of games.
I hear you.
But, like, there's 28 other teams that they can play that aren't the Warriors that don't present the very specific things and challenges that the Warriors present.
Yeah. 916-339-1140. Moral victory, are you happy with what you saw, or did the Kings take a step back? Are you happy with what you saw, or did the Kings... take a step back. No, and I hear what you're saying.
Klay took a step back.
Klay did take a step back. You said it, not me.
Over Look, Davion.
Over Davion. And Davion, by the way, we're going a little bit positive here.
Yeah.
Davion balled.
Ain't,
Davion balled out.
He did his part. Everything that we wanted to see from him, like the points, he even facilitated a little bit. And then, you know, on that last possession, he plays about as good as defense as Davion Mitchell can play. He's just 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else.
No,
he
and we know Klay, when he gets to the apex of that jump shot, there's not
it's
very many people besides a Kevin Durant or not a lot, many guys that can contest that shot. That's how it's been throughout Klay's career. So, you know, there were good things to take away. I just look at the big picture and I look at, yes, it's one of 82, but I just can't get over the fact that maybe it's because I'm connected to the Bay and I'm getting cooked on Twitter. Maybe that's part of it too, because I'm riding for y'all.
I know,
and you leaving me out.
I don't know, man. You're stuck in this in-between land where it sounds like
in.
Warrior fans don't want
I'm
you.
All
you
in.
Keep up all this.
I told you, we
all
got we
no moral victory.
We already
talk,
ordered.
You know?
No, we already ordered the Baby Beam shirt for my daughter. it's on the way. I'm all in, but you know, I'm putting my neck on the line.
fighting for my life out here.
So this, I do think to take a step.
Come on.
To take a step
Come
back.
On.
You said it first. I do think looking at the totality of this game, yes, they did a lot of things. I think the confusing thing about this, this game in particular, is that they did a lot of things that we've been asking them to do,
right?
Mike Brown has been asking them to do, to rebound, to be physical, to play defense. But their calling card did not come up.
Yes,
that's
correct.
The issue. So the question is, are you able to do those things that Mike Brown is challenging you to do and keep up? That is all based on keeping up the offensive part of it.
Yeah.
It does not matter how many rebounds Kevin Huerter had, and it does not matter the type of defense Keegan Murray played on Steph if they combine for 21 points when De'Aaron Fox isn't playing.
No, I've got nothing, no counter to that.
So can you do both? It's still early in the season.
For sure.
Can you do both? Yeah. That's ultimately the question.
Well, and especially, I mean, I think where you just drew my mind there is, you know, in a night where they don't have De'Aaron Fox, De'Aaron Fox isn't known as a shooter, so they don't have De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
So they have mainly all of their shooters playing. Right. They shoot 31% from three.
Yes.
You would think that on a night where you don't have De'Aaron Fox, you would want to rely a lot more on that three-point shot falling, and the fact that, I mean, it doesn't help that Keegan Murray goes 0 of 7, and I don't know how many times Keegan Murray's ever going to go 0 of 7 again.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a great point, that on a night where they don't have De'Aaron, they didn't do the thing that is their calling card, and that was the offensive end. And it doesn't seem like they found the balance of being able to play defense and play physically while still keeping up the offensive scoring load.
And the question is, right, and really not the question, I think the bottom line is, as we get to a break here, that game that they play yesterday, how many teams do they beat besides the Warriors? We know about the mental. And
it's almost the same series question as the series.
Exactly. We have this Malik Monk audio that kind of details how they feel right now about the Warriors. So the game they play last night, how many teams do they beat with that game? And I say a decent bit. They definitely beat the Rockets, who they have up next. They probably beat the Thunder, who they have coming down the road, too. So all is not lost, but man, oh man, I still call it a missed opportunity. What say you, Sactown Sports listeners, when we get back, more of your texts, more of your calls? Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Combination.
Last season, the Sacramento Kings gave us a little bit of everything. A Pacific Division type GM of the Year, Coach of the Year, Clutch Player of the Year, All-Stars and All-NBA performers. Plus, we got to light the beam.
There's a steal by Fox, the breakaway. He's got the rip with the left hand.
What does this season have in store? Find out. Each and every Sacramento Kings game can be heard right here on your proud home of the Beam team, Sactown Sports and SactownSports.com. Your home for Kings basketball for over 25 seasons.
Sactown Sports.
We are back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sactown Sports, Styles and Watkins. Going back and forth here. Chris doesn't even want to speak to me today.
Nope.
He asked if he had to do the show with me. I said, I think you have to. Because the Kings didn't get it done.
Yeah.
Great game.
It's on you.
Entertaining game. I will say another 102-101 Golden State Warriors win. And you know what? To me, it's not, if we're being completely honest, it's not so much about the Klay Thompson shot because Sabonis did not call bank. Okay, the Golden One is not open that late. Yeah. The bank ain't open that late. So that shot had no business going in. I don't think they should have been in that situation because they were up as much as 11 in the beginning of the third game, or in the middle of the third. And then
their biggest lead was 11 points. Yep.
Yeah. So the wheels kind of came off. And we know in the NBA, especially these days,
no lead is
11 points is nothing. No. You can, especially against the Warriors, you can sneeze and be down 11 as quick as you were up 11. But we do have good news. We do have good news, as we have a report from Shams saying that De'Aaron Fox could play as soon as Saturday. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, it's a moderate ankle sprain. I mean, it's worse than a grade one, but this is a guy, De'Aaron Fox, who played through a fractured finger in the playoffs last year. He's clearly got a high pain threshold. So he missed last night's game. He's really right now day-to-day, Michelle. And I'm told he could play as soon as Saturday in Houston or Monday in Houston. They have two straight games in Houston where De'Aaron Fox is from. And so he's a quick healer. This is the early part of the season. But look for De'Aaron Fox to potentially return within a week of this injury, which was worse than a grade one. But last night, the Kings, you have to give them credit for how competitive they kept that game. Malik Monk having the ball in his hands throughout the game. I think, obviously, he's shown whether he starts, comes off the bench, he can play at a high level on the ball. But for them to keep it competitive without De'Aaron Fox, I think is a positive sign. But shout out Clay and his game winner.
All right. Okay. Kyle, you got to cut that early. You got to cut that early. I'm just
fade that down. Come on.
Just fade that down. Well, that's great news, right?
Yeah.
And De'Aaron, quick healer. He's a dog, just like Malik Monk likes to say. A lot of dogs on that team. We know what he went through during the playoff series last season, and he continued to play. So great news if you are a Kings fan saying that, hey, you might not even have to miss a game. And we had a feeling the fact that he was going on the road trip, the fact that he came back and played was insane against the Lakers.
Insane.
And you're getting your jersey retired. I don't know what day that's actually happening on.
I saw a flyer for it yesterday.
Yeah, either Saturday. It could be earlier on Saturday, right? Or something like that. So
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
on Saturday?
No, not the game, when he's getting his jersey retired.
Oh, that's on Friday night.
So that's Friday night, right? So you knew he would want to be a part of it. You knew he would want to be down there and show out for his hometown. So I don't know about Saturday. Again, if the Kings play like that, I don't think you need De'Aaron on Saturday. No disrespect to the Rockets and Dylan Brooks hopscotching around. But it would be good to have him on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have De'Aaron back as soon as possible, as soon as he feels healthy. But to me, the big question is, does he actually feel healthy, or is he rushing back as soon as possible because he's playing in his hometown and because he feels like, much like was the attitude last year, these guys need to take advantage of every regular season game that they can. It makes me a little bit nervous to hear him come back that soon. Obviously, again, we would love to have De'Aaron Fox back with the team as soon as possible, but if it's going to be at the expense of him possibly re-aggravating the injury or not letting it heal all the way and having it linger, again, we're in the beginning state. We just had our fourth game of the season, okay? There is 78 more games left.
That's a lot.
Do we really need to be rushing De'Aaron Fox back right now if he's not healthy? And, you know, no one will know if he's truly 100% healthy or not except for him.
Right.
But the fear is he's done this before. Like, he did this, I think, in his second season. He had a grade 3 ankle sprain, came back in 2 or 3 weeks for an injury that you're supposed to miss a month and a half minimum. It's just scary. Like, of course, welcome him back with open arms, but if it's at the expense of him possibly damaging that ankle further or even, you know, just re-aggravating it throughout the year, I just feel like, you know, you've got some easy matchups here. If you're ever going to drop games early in the season is the time to do it. So I'm kind of conflicted on hearing that news. It just feels way too early because, yes, he did play in that Laker game, which shows it might not be pain tolerance-wise, he might be able to handle it, but you just – with ankles, they just need rest. That's really it.
Yeah, and look, I think one thing to remember is, as you said, it is a long season, and I don't know how much of this is possibly because we had no report beforehand, and now Shams comes out today after the game winner, and I know the trainers are much smarter than we are, but I also know that De'Aaron really wants to get out there,
and how much
of this is. If they get that W last night, this is how it works in football and all sports. You're just buying time. Mm-hmm. So if they do get that W last night, are we getting a report that he's going to play as soon as Saturday? Because now that was the big one, right?
Yep.
And again, no disrespect to the Rockets. They're all paid professionals. But that was the big one. If you get that W last night, now it's, hey, De'Aaron, let's rest you here because
we got some cushion.
We got some cushion. And now the cushion is gone because you didn't get it done, even though it was a great game. And now all of a sudden De'Aaron feels like, well, we can't drop one to the Rockets, and we can't do this, we can't do that. And, you know, that's really going to be a dicey subject because, to be completely honest with you, if Kevin Huerter and Keegan Murray are going to continue to combine for 21 points, which I hope they don't, they will not win both games against the Rockets if De'Aaron doesn't play.
No.
I'm telling you that right now. They won't win both.
They can, but the odds go down incredibly.
You're saying there won't be another 27-point half from Harrison Barnes?
Yeah.
I'm saying that it won't happen twice.
Yeah.
I'm saying it won't happen twice. So I understand why De'Aaron wants to get back, but to your point, it's a long season, and you are one of the younger teams. And being younger means, just as Sham said, you heal very quickly.
Sure.
Right? So why don't just make sure you're good, okay, and don't rob Peter just to pay Paul early on in the season because all these other teams like the Lakers, the Clippers, the Suns, the Warriors already have injury issues, already resting guys. You're going to be better. You're going to be in a better spot than them, I would say, middle of the season through that dull time and the end of the season. All those teams, all those older teams, they're trying to come out hot. The middle of the season, they're just trying to survive, right? And that is where the Kings are going to thrive. But you can't thrive if De'Aaron Fox is dealing with an issue that isn't fully healed.
Right.
So I would say, De'Aaron, I don't think you necessarily need to rush yourself back. Even if you drop a couple of these games early, I think it would be worth it. We talk about the same thing with Brock Purdy and the Niners. There's only 17 games in that season.
There's a lot more urgency.
That's a lot different than having 82. So if you're De'Aaron Fox in this team, I know you get a bit of a break because they played Wednesday?
Yeah,
and now they're good until
Saturday. Monday.
So I understand, hey, we got enough time, but it's the Rockets. Worse, just give it a couple more days and just play on that Monday. You still get to play in Houston.
Right, exactly. That's how I feel. I don't know what the rush would be, and it would be terrible if this derails the season just because they wanted to get him in a little bit quicker than necessary. And so, yeah, I mean, if anything, this just tells me what it actually tells me is that De'Aaron Fox really cares about this in-season tournament because that's coming up next week too. So people were wondering, are these rule changes and will people care about this in-season tournament? Clearly, De'Aaron Fox.
I don't think that's why.
I'm pretty sure,
Also can't prove it.
I'm pretty sure that's why.
I also can't prove it.
All right. Having your jersey retired is one thing, but in-season tournament fame is forever.
Do you get a ring for that? Do you have to?
Oh, I guarantee they get something.
Well, they got
it's
rings
gonna be
for
like
the
a
summer
bracelet
league
or something.
Didn't they get rings for summer league?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So they're definitely going to get rings for this. 100%. So, like we said, if Chris Paul gets a mid-season tournament ring, we're still going to say he's ringless.
I won't. I respect rings.
Russell Westbrook. What if the Clippers win it?
All right, then no. No, that don't count. That don't count.
Now you've gone too far.
All right, I'm just saying. Well, they won't because that would require all of them to play,
exactly.
Which is not going to happen.
There's a 0% chance.
All right, get into a break. When we get back, Malik Monk sound. Sacramento fans, it is what it is with this Golden State Warriors thing. I got some sound, too. Please don't hate me, but it's just how we feel right now. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Headlines.
Good morning, Sacramento. My name is Kyle Ledbetter. These are your Sacktown Sports headlines. The Golden State Warriors got the Kings again.
On a double-team blitz, finds Draymond Green, pivots, throws to Thompson. Thompson rocks, fires, 18-footer, score the basket!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On a double team. The Sacramento Kings held the Golden State Warriors to a season-low 18 points in the third quarter, while Davion Mitchell also broke out with 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals, starting for the injured De'Aaron Fox. However, the Kings lost by 1 point. They're now 2-2. Next game is Saturday against the Houston Rockets. In baseball, the Texas Rangers are World Series champions after winning Game 5 versus Arizona. Corey Seager won his second World Series MVP with his second team, winning in 2020 with the Dodgers and now in 2023 with the Rangers. Those are your headlines. Let's return to more of Styles and Watkins.
Your flagship station for the Beam Team. Sactown Sports.
We are back. Sactown Sports. A couple people are asking, as we break down Kings Warriors, a couple people are asking in the chat and on the text line as well, who won between me and Chris? We went golfing yesterday. My second golf stint post Achilles. People are asking who won, and we're not messing around here. No. We did actually tie.
We did tie. I think we...
I had a putt.
I think we had 47.
I had a putt on the par five at Hagen's to win it.
Yep.
Par five, it was to par.
It was
to
a
win
downhill,
it.
Though.
It was downhill, had a putt to win it, and it was just a little bit left.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit left, so we
Greens
tied.
Were playing fast.
No, they were
cooking.
They were
playing like carpet.
Yes, they were definitely cooking, so, you know, it was a close match. I'm sure we'll have more.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, and I couldn't beat Chris, you know, first time golfing in Sacramento. I couldn't beat him on his home turf.
Well, you quite literally have a handicap, so, like, I couldn't just go out there
right.
and wash you
Alan
and be
with
like,
one leg.
Okay, like, sorry, man, like, no prisoners, like, you
hey,
know, so.
Fair enough.
I think we were both taking it easy on
each other. Yeah, yeah, we'll get back out there. We'll get it done.
We're
unfortunately, the Kings did not get it done last night, losing to the Warriors 102-101. And you said yourself, Chris, you said, how about a game where it's not 120 points on both sides?
Yeah,
and you got
that'd be
it.
Great.
You got it. Just unfortunately, the Kings weren't able to eclipse 105, right? Or in this specific situation, 102,
yep.
right? So you did see a lot of things. And again, later on in the show, we will revisit the keys that we had for Kings Warriors, what they accomplished, what they did not. 11-14, we have our guy, Brendan Nunes, Sactown Sports, talking Warriors. He was in the Bay yesterday, 12-14, beaming or dreaming. 12-45, Kevin Dana, who is the play-by-play guy for the G League, the Santa Cruz Warriors, and also does a Warriors roundtable. Very knowledgeable guy, so we'll get his thoughts on what Draymond had to say about last year's chemistry, and we'll try to not get Kevin in trouble.
Yeah.
And I might be in trouble with what I'm about to do next because I'm just saying this is what it sounded like to me. So Malik Monk has some audio, very quick audio here, where he talks about the Warriors and the not the head games, but just the fact that right now they're the ones to beat.
We relaxed. They hit us in the mouth. So they got our numbers right now.
They got our numbers right now. And, you know, that just seems like a nice way of saying something else we've heard.
I mean, what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
I'm sorry. That's what it sounds like.
You really think you're funny?
I said I'm sorry.
We relaxed. They hit us in the mouth. So they got our numbers right now.
They got our numbers right now. Mm. The Warriors are the Kings' daddy right now.
I mean, what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
That's not what I heard. That is,
what I heard. In a respectful way. I don't know why Pedro ever said that. Now
they
have a segment as we get into the World Series a little bit later in the show. They have a segment on TBS or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Who was Pedro's daddy today? What a wild segment.
I don't want that to be my segment. I definitely don't want to say, who owns me?
Like, who, I mean, what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
I mean, Steph Curry already owns Golden One Center.
Okay,
so,
wow. Let's roll.
And Kyle's
I don't
from
know
out
what
here.
Is going on
and
right
Kyle's
now.
From out here.
Why am I the one who has to be positive right now?
Well, that's because you are. You are. Look, things can change, and that's why Malik Monk's, and I'm just poking fun. Malik Monk specifically.
This is not fun.
Okay.
This is
not fun to you.
We relaxed when they hit us in the mouth, so they got our numbers right now.
Right now. Right now. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm done. I just had to get that out. Because it's not funny to me.
He wants them to feel good about themselves. You know, he wants them to overlook the Kings. That's why he's like, hey, man, what can I say, man? Y'all clearly are just better than us. I don't even know what to say.
Well, you think it's some reverse psychology going on?
I don't think that he's saying it in a defeated manner. That's what I would say. I don't think he's saying it like, yeah, man, like, we just got to figure these. Like, I don't think he's stressing about the Warriors.
Right.
I really think it's more just like facts are facts. Like, they just,
right.
every time we play
the
them, they seem to pull it out at the end of the game.
Made it sound like it was a throwaway line.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It was just something he said.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I think the most important part of what he said was right now.
Yes.
Right, because things can change so quickly. And like you said, it's kind of messed up right now because the Kings of War have just played way too much.
Right.
They just need a break. I mean, it's basically just it's a scrimmage at this point.
Yeah.
And they just need a break from each other. And I think they're going to obviously they're going to get it. They don't play for what, a month or so now?
I think for 26 more days.
Okay. So you take it. It is what it is. But I'll tell you this. I would rather, if I'm the Kings, mm-hmm. I'd rather face, I'm going to sound crazy here.
You already do.
I'd rather face the Nuggets in the first round than the Warriors.
I mean, probably from just the sense of, like, I'm sick and tired of seeing these guys, yeah. and they know everything we do in the same way that we know everything they do, but they just have the experience edge. I hear what you're saying, for sure. I don't think it's I don't think that's crazy, actually.
Okay.
I don't think that's crazy. Obviously, right. from a talent perspective,
yeah.
Denver's a lot scarier, but when you've played a team as many times as these two teams have played each mm-hmm. other, there's just no surprising them. Like, right. I think yesterday was we talked about how yesterday was going to be kind of a gimmick game, and mm-hmm. it, to an extent, it kind of was. Like, they were throwing a lot of zone out there.
Right.
They forced the ball out of Steph's hands. That's kind of the last card. That's the last hand that the Kings have to deal. I don't know how much more they can do that the Warriors haven't seen. So, in that sense, yeah, I definitely think that if you were to ask the Kings especially, they would say, yeah, we're sick and tired of seeing these guys, and we would literally rather see anybody else.
Yeah, and it's really confusing because, you know, what was it? What was the old, not fairy tale, but story when, like, the porridge with the bears?
And oh, yes. Yeah,
The three little bears or whatever it was.
Would that be considered a fairy tale? I think
not
so.
Not a fairy tale.
You mean
but,
Goldilocks?
Yeah,
Goldilocks and the three bears.
With the porridge was too hot
yeah.
and too cold.
I think that's considered a fairy tale.
There's another term
folk
for
tale.
It. A folk story, whatever
it's a
it
tale.
Is.
How about a
it's
tale?
It's a tale, right? So one porridge was too hot. The yep. other porridge was too cold.
Yeah.
And then you're looking for the porridge to be just right.
Right.
The Kings against the Warriors on Friday, that porridge was too cold. Mm-hmm. And not actually cold, but just in the sense of they didn't do certain things, but De'Aaron balled out.
Right.
Right? The porridge last night was too hot. Again, not actually hot because they weren't hot
right.
from three ball
land. Field, right.
But you did other
did
things that
right
you really
things.
Liked.
Yeah.
So if you do put that porridge together and you put it all in a pot and
that's
you have
beautiful.
And you have the yeah. Kings doing what they did last night, and you just throw in, oh, by the way, they're all NBA player and a top point guard in this league, they win that ball game.
Yeah.
But how many times, again, are you going to hold Steph under 21? That's the issue.
Yeah. I mean, and the question is also, I mean, we won't know until the next time we see them, but did the Kings maybe figure something out with Steph?
Yeah.
Like, did it take the 10th matchup against these guys to figure out, hey, let's throw some size on him. Let's throw yeah. Kevin Huerter or Keegan Murray on there. That seems, I mean, clearly having a guy of his stature, of Davion Mitchell's stature, but and his defensive prowess didn't bother Steph.
No.
So maybe something just size and length will bother him, and maybe they learn something. So, yeah, maybe you can still get that defensive effort against Steph Curry with Kevin Huerter or Keegan Murray and get the De'Aaron
exactly.
Fox scoring without having De'Aaron have to spend any time
right.
guarding Steph. Yeah, that like I think the porridge example is a wonderful one.
Thank you.
That could really be that happy middle ground of mm-hmm. what you're looking for, where maybe some other people who in the past you might have looked for Keegan Murray more
right.
for an offensive scoring load or Kevin Huerter more for the offensive scoring load, maybe just for that night against
right.
this team,
right.
you kind of sacrifice that end of the floor for getting real production on the defensive end and
yeah.
stopping Steph and getting the firepower of De'Aaron having a possible 30-point night against them.
Right, and to that point, and it was interesting because we did see a lot, it felt like we saw a lot of Keegan
yeah.
on Steph. Whitey Gleason, Drive Guys, during our crosstalk yesterday said that analytically Kevin Huerter did the best job on Steph Curry
right.
on the team. Now, because Steph, I guess, still balled out, they wanted to try something else, and they tried out Keegan. I think if I'm Mike Brown, I just sell out on one of those guys
mm-hmm.
and not switch because they're both – Steph plays so many mind games, and you're so worried about it,
yeah.
it's hard to focus on offense. I would say it's either Kevin Huerter
yeah.
or Keegan. Hey, you're the Steph guy today when
mm-hmm.
we're not doing zone or whatever the case is. And whoever is not on it, it's your job. We need something from you offensively.
Shots, yeah.
And obviously, Sabonis, who did a great job last night, in my opinion, of just being that guy. And obviously, when you get De'Aaron Fox back, we rock and roll with you guys. I think,
yeah.
and again, that is why things are specific. And that is very much a playoff situation,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
We are doing something specific
it's
to
a chess
beat
game.
This team. Yes,
yeah.
It's not just roll the ball out there during the regular season and everything is honky-dory. We are specifically trying to beat this team in a certain way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's transferable. I mean, yes, again, the problems that the Warriors present are very Warrior-specific, but I think it's good for them to get into this mindset of treating certain matchups like a playoff, like thinking more so, more deep, I guess, is thinking not just, like you're saying, not just rolling the ball out for that regular season game, but trying to think realistically, okay, when we do play these teams in a seven-game series, how are we going to adjust? What lineups or what different combinations can we throw out there that maybe other teams haven't seen from us that can give us a unique look? So I definitely think that it's it was a really good – really good performance yesterday on the defensive end. I was really happy with
that. Yeah, I have nothing negative to say about that team defensively. The question is, can you do that and still have enough legs to produce offensively?
Exactly.
And unfortunately, last night they did not. Got to get to a break. When we get back, we will hear from Coach Mike Brown and the defense they played on Steph. And we will also answer the question. Chris has a question for the audience.
Yes.
Normalizing moral victories. Yes. I think you all know what I will have to say about that. But stick around to find out. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Live and local, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Sacktown Sports.
We're back. Sacktown Sports reacting to Kings Warriors. Heck of a game. And let me just say, Stiles and Watkins, let me just say, the NBA did mess up, and I thought they did too. It should have been Kings Warriors for Christmas. It's must-see television.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, that's looking like a big, big mess up, because every time these two teams play, it just seems like it's going to go down to the last minute.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And,
right.
Who knows what's going to happen? Who are the Warriors playing on Christmas?
I believe they play the Nuggets.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Who? I mean, I'm sure it'll be a good
game. I mean,
game.
Sure. Like, you know.
Warriors might get smacked.
Yeah. That's a really real possibility.
they might get smacked.
They got no answer for Jokic.
Zero. And I have no answer for what you are about to get into.
Yeah.
Because the question came up, and I even
you entertained
tweeted
it.
Last night. Hey, bit of a moral victory between Keegan and Herter. You got to believe they won't continue to be this cold in the defense they played. No De'Aaron Fox, and they took the Warriors.
Yeah.
And you could say, well, the Warriors were cold, or you could say, no, the Kings played really good defense.
Yeah.
So the floor is yours, my friend.
Okay. I'm going to start this off with something that happened this weekend with Francis Ngannou fight against Tyson Fury. It was this major fight. Everyone, you know, the heavyweight boxing fighting. Everyone loves heavyweight boxing. Francis Ngannou pretty much, for the most part, I'll spare everyone the details who doesn't care or didn't watch, but for the most part, the court of public opinion says that Francis Ngannou, who is a UFC fighter, UFC, former UFC heavyweight title winner, he beat Tyson Fury in a boxing match, which Tyson Fury is the heavyweight title holder of boxing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for this week, it's been a big discourse in the fighting community about, you know, does it really matter that on the scorecards it says that Tyson Fury won, but Francis Ngannou lost, when everybody who watched the fight, all boxing purists, casuals, everybody says this guy won. So does it really matter at the end of the day if the judge's scorecard says that the other guy won, because everybody else is of the opinion that this happened? And that just got me started on the moral victory thought process. And then after last night, I really feel like it's almost like a toxic thing in sports in general, just this downplaying of moral victories. Of course, at the end of the day, I understand that records and standings are definitely a thing that impacts a lot, especially when it comes to playoffs. But moral victories are just completely shoved down and said you're not allowed to have them. And I just think on a night like last night, that's not the right approach mentally to have to that game after the game. Like, I think the Kings, again, put themselves in a situation to win that game when they were down their best player. Mm-hmm. And if Klay Thompson doesn't hit a crazy step back jumper, they win that game, and we're not here sad at all. We're talking about, wow, what a persevering win that was,
right,
over, you know, just terrible circumstances. They win without their best player against a team that, you know, beat them on their home floor, all this stuff. And we have a completely different tone today because Klay Thompson hit one jump shot that was a tough shot, like that Davion Mitchell pretty much has to live with. Like, you have to live with giving Klay that look. I just don't understand why we have to, or why we can't have that as a moral victory. It's not even necessarily that we have to downgrade it, but just, right, why can't we feel positively or feel good about that game last night? I don't know why it has to be, of course we lost. At the end of the day, we ended up losing to the Warriors, and it's just another L, mm-hmm, in this Kings-Warriors series.
I wanna ride with you.
I know. Because it makes sense. Ride with.
It's because logical. Chris is right.
You're right in terms of there are things you can take away, right? I guess it depends on your definition of a moral victory, right?
I think it's just not feeling down. That is how, okay, I would describe it. It's like, okay, moral victory is you shouldn't kill yourself about, yeah, Keegan Murray shouldn't be upset he goes 0 of 7 tonight or last night. It's all... They did what they could to put themselves in a situation to win. Whatever the stats say kind of doesn't matter because they had to do what they had to do in order to put themselves in that situation. It was going to be a different game script last night than what it was going to be if De'Aaron Fox was playing. So they put themselves in the situation to win. I don't think just because at the end of the day a last-second shot changes the result that they should feel differently, or we as fans should feel differently about how they played in that game. I feel like we should still come out of that game feeling positive about the fact that the Kings just took a team that has been a nightmare for them and was able to compete with them for 47 minutes and 30 seconds at an incredibly high level in a defensive matchup. I think that's a massive, massive victory. And I don't know, just because Klay Thompson hits a shot at the end of the game, I don't think I should feel like the Kings didn't perform well.
No, I don't think it's a matter of not performing well. I think the flip side of it would be feeling as if, and I don't even know if moral victory is part of this, but just feeling as if when we go down the checklist later in the show,
yeah,
when they hit on most things in the checklist, sure, and you still lost,
yeah,
that's the issue, not the issue, but that's my feeling. It's, we did everything we were supposed to do,
sure,
and still lost. Now, you didn't have De'Aaron Fox, and right, I think that's where the moral victory,
exactly,
comes into play.
Exactly.
So I hear you on that, and I would
if
also
De'Aaron
say...
If De'Aaron plays yesterday, that's...
They win.
But that's also, like, if De'Aaron plays and that's the result they get,
right,
then we can be upset.
Okay.
Because they played poorly, and there was no excuse. They had their best player.
Right.
They only score 101 points. That's,
right,
not how you're supposed to look when you're at full strength.
Right. No,
the Kings did also shoot 40% from the field yesterday.
Yes,
like, even, right, without De'Aaron Fox, it was not a great shooting game.
Yeah. No, not a great shooting game. They did what they had to. And defensively, they did what they had to. So the Warriors didn't have a good shooting game either.
No.
Right?
They also turned the ball over like crazy.
They turned the ball over, yeah, at a ridiculous clip. I think that if somebody were to say, this is where the game honestly got flipped. You did what you were supposed to do. But at the end of the day, when you have Dario Saric, what did he shoot from three, gosh, ball in? Did he miss from three?
I think he was 3 of 5.
He had 15 points. That is not what you had on your bingo card.
It was not.
That was essentially the difference in the game.
No, it was.
Because you get Dario Saric, honestly, that makes up for Steph and Klay,
yes, it does,
not being that hot.
Totally.
So you have that going on. Kuminga is coming into his own. You know,
right,
that's my dark horse for most improved player. So you get that, and Chris Paul, 2 points, 8 assists.
Yeah.
What is he shooting from three ball land?
5%.
Is that
5%.
Is that bad?
Yeah, I think I could literally go out there. We have a busted rim out there in the,
yeah,
garage. Like, I think the net is like literally facing the floor. I think I could shoot 5% on that busted rim out there if I were to take 100 shots. Right.
So I understand what you're saying. There's been a lot of talk, you know, about the moral victories and whether you should feel like it, whether you should not. We've seen in the YouTube chat, we've seen on the text line as well, people going back and forth. And again, if you have thoughts, was it a moral victory? 916-339-1140. And the other question is, another way to form this question, and you make outstanding points, by the way.
Thank you.
And I thought, you know, I was going to have something ready for you, but you did that too well. You actually did that well. And I will give credit where credit is due.
The
other way to ask this question is, did you feel, besides the heartbreak of the actual
results,
buzzer beater,
yes.
right? About 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour after the game, did you feel bad about that loss, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people felt bad about the loss or how many people, like you said, man, they had Steph, they had Clay, they had Draymond, yeah. they had the whole crew yeah. in Chase, in San Francisco,
right.
in the Bay,
right.
and we came out there,
yep.
and our two best shooters couldn't hit the backside of a barn,
right.
and we were in a position to win if not for Klay Thompson finally deciding to find the bottom of the net, which he hadn't really done
right.
all game long.
Yeah, I mean, it's – I felt great. After an hour, after I did the after I did the post-game show, which you can check out after every single Kings game on Sacktown Sports YouTube channel. How's that for a plug?
Outstanding plug.
After that stream, I felt so content. Like, I really, obviously I was hoping to see the beam out there when I stepped outside, but I couldn't help but feel like that's one of those games where you could realistically say, if we have De'Aaron Fox, we're winning that game.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can also say, by the way, something I didn't realize until I was in the middle of that stream.
Mm-hmm.
Domantas Sabonis yesterday from the free throw line killed us. I mean, that killed us. The 7 of 12, missing 5 free throws in a game where you lose by 1 point, and I looked at the stat sheet. He was the only person who missed free throws yesterday. Everybody else made all of their free
right.
throws. Not that they took anywhere near 12, but if he makes 3 of those free throws, that's game. And, like, it's easy to nitpick like that,
right.
but sometimes when it's free throws, it's just really easy to look at that number and say, you miss this many, we lose by this many, you bridge that gap, and it's a completely different game.
Right, right. And, you know, the whole actual Hacka whoever has really kind of gone away. I think most people don't love it, but it's just unintentional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make sure you get to the line,
yeah.
right? I'm not going to.
It's the Ben Simmons thing. It's like,
right.
if you're driving the lane, I'd much rather force you to go to the line and hit the two then
right.
have you lay it in.
So Domas has to work on that, because those are the things come playoff time
yep.
that really is going to matter if you really want to compete and contend for a championship. Got to get to a break. Coming up next, we're talking next steps for the Kings, and we will have that sound from Mike Brown on the defense that we've been talking about all show long. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.